Hi, this is Brian Standing, host of the Monday 8 o'clock Buzz. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Hope you subscribe to our podcast. And if you really like what you're hearing, consider donating at WORTFM.org.
Not that long ago, absentee ballots made up a tiny proportion of total votes cast in any U.S. election. In recent years, due to changes in lifestyle and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic, absentee voting has soared. Absentee voting peaked in the 2020 November election at the height of the pandemic, accounting for more than half of the 3.2 million votes cast in Wisconsin. Even in 2022, after the pandemic had ebbed, more than 750,000 Wisconsin voters chose to vote absentee. Absentee voting, it seems, is here to stay. This year, in-person absentee voting starts Tuesday, March 19th, 2 weeks ahead of the Wisconsin spring nonpartisan elections and partisan primary on April 2nd. Joining us now to tell us what to expect if voting absentee this year is Mary Beth Witzel-Bale, Madison City Clerk. Mary Beth, welcome back to the 8 o'clock Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's new about absentee balloting this year? It seems like every year something is a little bit different about how to vote in this state. Is there
right.
anything that people need to be aware of this year that is different than in previous years?
Yes, there's a new absentee envelope, and it's in use statewide, and it actually is more user-friendly than the old envelope. So we are hopeful that there will be fewer rejected absentee ballots because it's much more clear on the envelope itself which sections absolutely must be completed.
And what are those sections that have to be completed on this?
We need the voter signature, or if the voter can't sign, if they make their mark. So that's one section. And then there's a section for the voter's witness. So when you're marking your absentee ballot, you have somebody witnessing you who is attesting that nobody forced you to mark that ballot in a certain way. You started with a blank ballot and you marked it independently. So the witness has to sign a statement on the envelope. And now, new this year, the witness needs to also print their name, and then the witness lists their address.
And does the witness, so one of the things that I think has been confusing is that both the voter and the witness need to sign it, and what constitutes a signature?
Well, the signature doesn't need to be legible. So some people have signatures that are kind of works of art. And your signature is what your signature is, and we're not casting judgment on if you have a beautiful signature or we don't like your signature. You just sign it however you would normally sign something. And for some people, particularly in nursing homes and care facilities, maybe it's just making a mark because that's all they're able to do at this point, and that's okay.
And who can be a witness?
Anybody that you choose and trust to be your witness, you can't be a candidate on the ballot.
Okay. And does your witness have to be a legal resident of Wisconsin?
No. In fact, we have some of our voters who are vacationing in other states and voting absentee, or they work for Epic and they're working abroad, or they're studying abroad. And if you're abroad, then you don't even need a U.S. citizen to be the witness, because sometimes you're the only human.
They're not available.
But if you're within the United States, you are going to find an adult U.S. citizen to be your witness. But they might not be a Wisconsin resident, and that's okay.
And so we've been talking about what happens when you actually get the ballot, but how do you get mm-hmm. one? What do you need to do to get an absentee ballot? Is it too late this year if you want to vote absentee?
Realistically, if I were thinking I'd like to get my absentee in the mail, I would want to get my request in today, because it takes a week for our mail to go to Milwaukee, be sorted, come back to Madison, and be delivered. So that gives a week for it to reach you, but then you have to get it back to us to be counted on Election Day, so you need to have another week available for the post office to deliver it back to the clerk's office. And the election's 2 weeks from tomorrow. but you can request it quickly and easily if you go to myvote.wi.gov. And at that site, it will know whether you have an ID on file with the clerk's office. If you don't, it will ask you to upload a picture or a scan of your ID. And then you just indicate which elections you'd like to receive absentee ballots for. You're verifying that we do have you registered at the correct address. And if you need that ballot mailed to an address other than where you're registered to vote, you indicate that as well.
And do you need a reason or a rationale as to why you want to vote absentee?
Not in Wisconsin. So in Wisconsin, you could vote absentee just because that's what you prefer, and that's okay. Now, tomorrow we do start, as you mentioned, in-person absentee voting throughout the community. So if you don't want to risk the timeline with having mail delivered to and from you, that is a way to make sure that the clerk's office has your absentee back in time to be counted. So for the in-person absentee sites, often called early voting, you show up, you show your ID, and you vote your absentee ballot right there, and clerk's office personnel will serve as your witness.
Now, one of the things that's unusual about Wisconsin for in-person voting as opposed to absentee voting is that you can register to vote on election day. But in the absentee realm, let's say I'm not registered to vote and I know I'm not going to be in town on April 2nd, and I want to take care of all of this right now and, you know, go to one of the personnel. Can I do that?
Yes, you can. And the registration available at those sites is through the Friday before the election. State law stops it at that point. So the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before Election Day, you can't register to vote, but you can still register at the polls on Election Day.
And so where can someone vote in Madison, vote absentee in person?
30-some locations. Something that would be close to most everyone would be if you wanted to vote at your nearest Madison Public Library. But we're also at many community centers and community gathering spaces. We're on the UW campus at the student unions. We're at the Madison College campus locations and at Edgewood College.
How do elections handle folks who may need some assistance with voting, either because of disabilities or if they speak a different language? Are there opportunities to get translations or assistance with voting?
Yes, there are. At each of our in-person absentee voting sites and at every polling place, we have something called an express vote. It's a machine that provides an opportunity to vote using a Braille keypad, or you could use it to mark your ballot using a touch screen and high resolution. Some Spanish translation is also available on those machines. So it provides a lot of accessibility, but you're not really voting on the machine. It's a big fancy printer. So you're telling the machine how to mark your ballot, and then there's still a paper trail. It produces a ballot that will be fed into the machine and counted at the polls. But if somebody doesn't want to use that machine and wants to have another person assist them in marking the ballot, that is an option as well.
And how are absentee ballots counted? I mean, I've talked to some people who have expressed some concern, does that even get counted at all? Or does it get, delivered somewhere and forgotten in a bag someplace?
They are delivered to your polling place on election day. And you probably know people who are working at your polling place because they're from your own neighborhood. And they take those absentee envelopes, check them into the poll book. So they're basically standing there in your place, announcing your name and address at the poll book to get you checked in. And then the poll workers are processing 3 to 5 absentees at a time. So they're not keeping track of who voted which way. But they're feeding those ballots into the same machine you would use if you were at the polls on election day, and all of those ballots for your ward are counted together. So when the results are posted on election night, those results include the absentee voters for each ward. They're not counted separately or at a separate location.
And how do you keep track of them all between the time that you receive them and election day? How are they transported to the polls? And is there, what kind of security is associated with those ballots?
Well, as we receive them every day, we're sorting them by ward and we're alphabetizing them to make it easier for at the polls. And then we have as many as we can fit into a large carrier envelope, secured together with a tamper evident seal on the back, and we document that tamper evident serial number. And then those packages of absentee envelopes are secured in a bag that gets sealed with a tamper evident seal bearing a unique serial number. And we document that on the chain of custody that the courier will bring to the polling place. The poll workers are verifying those seal numbers and then processing those absentees at the polls.
All right. We've been speaking with Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale. Absentee balloting begins Tuesday, March 19th. To find out more about City of Madison absentee ballots, you can go to cityofmadison.com/clerk. To find out more where to vote in person or what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wy.gov. Mary Beth Witzel-Bale, thank you so much for joining us on the 8 o'clock buzz.
Thank you.